Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris. A show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is March the 10th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I'm arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from anxiety and fear, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things that happens to us in life. I have been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. And the original name of my show was Arrested and Free with the Sheriff's Daughter, and I'm not letting it go. So I'm always giving a shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana. So I want to welcome you to the show this morning, and I just want to say how delighted I am to be able to bring you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on the air this morning. You know, it's just an amazing thing. Sometimes I look back, and if you would have known me 5, 10, man, 15 years ago, you would have never guessed that I would be sitting in front of a microphone in a radio studio bringing you the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know, I used to cuss to where I would make sailors blush, and literally would. I even had my unsaved friends that would tell me to quiet down a little bit and stop cursing so bad. And, you know, and I had some choice words for them about that. So anywho, God's grace is good. And, you know, a lot of the change that's happened to me in my life is due to this message that I've been talking to you about, which is righteousness. And, you know, in this section of the revelation of righteousness that I've been talking about, I've really been talking about identity, and it is huge. And I know I say that about everything. It's huge. It's a game changer. Yeah, this is one of those things because, listen, folks, I'm just only sharing with you what has changed my life. It isn't like I put something together. Well, obviously, I put it together to share it in a organized fashion. However, this is stuff that's changed my life. It's not just happen chance or something that I read in somebody else's book. This has changed my life. And I want to tell you, it has the power to change your life. It's not what you do that makes you right with God. It's believing on Jesus that makes you right with God. It's believing His promises and what He says about you in His Word that makes you right with God. And I'm telling you, a majority of the body of Christ does not want to hear that. Nor, if they don't want to hear it, maybe they hear it, but they don't understand it. And so that's why I'm here. I'm trying to explain that to you. So, hey, if you missed my message last week, I really think you should listen to that message because it is amazing. I was trying to find some other word other than huge or a game changer, and all I could find was amazing. So praise the Lord. I'm going to keep moving on. So the next section of road that we're going to go through is very exciting for me. So when I was in Bible school, I had an instructor. He's my favorite instructor other than Andrew Womack, of course. He was my favorite instructor, and he was talking about having revelation, getting a personal revelation from God and how it changes your life. And I was like, man, I want that. I want something that changes my life because I couldn't change my life. No matter how hard I tried, all I did was do it for a while and then I'd fail. So when he said that, it just spurred something in me. And I was like, yeah, I want a revelation from God. So he took us to Ephesians chapter 1. And I'm going to read you this prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, starting in verse 17. It says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of His calling, and what the riches of the glory of His inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in heavenly places. So he read that scripture and he says, do you want knowledge? Do you want wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God? And I was like, yeah, pick me. Raise my hand. And he said, start quoting the scripture over yourself. So this is what I did. I took this scripture and I printed it out in big print, and I would put my name in there so that it would read, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto Julianne the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of my understanding would be enlightened, that I might know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to me who believes, according to the working of his mighty power. You know, I think a lot of times, folks, when we read the word, and I know this is for somebody, when you read the word, you're putting it as, you're just leaving in all the we's and they's and thou's and, well, you're not making it personal. And I'm here to tell you, this Bible is a personal letter to you. So you need to make it as personal as possible. Sometimes we look at these stories and we look at these sayings, especially by the Apostle Paul, and we disqualify ourselves, or we make it that it's like, yeah, I'm the part of the we. But yeah, you are a part of the we, but why don't you just put I in there and see how it changes your perspective and changes the word as you read it. So I did this. I put it on my closet door and I would read it every day, every day. And I was like, I want this. And so, you know, it was rounding about my second year in Bible school, and it was getting, I don't know, I was about halfway through, maybe it was this time of the year, and you know, and graduation was coming in May, and then everybody starts talking about what they're going to do. Are they going to do third year? Are they going to, what are they going to do? You know, and some people had these really good words from God that this is what they were going to do, and they knew this was what God wanted them to do, and I sat there going, I have no idea what I'm supposed to do. And so it can start to, you can start to get anxious about that kind of stuff, which maybe you've never thought about that a day in your life, but I'm here to tell you, God has a perfect plan and a perfect will for your life. You might want to check in with God and see if you're on that path that he has for you. It would be a lot better. It's like nothing I've ever experienced my entire life doing what I'm doing right now, to be so completely satisfied and content in Christ. And then he just leads me into these works. You know, the first couple times I actually ministered, it was such a rush. I'm telling you, I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I understand now why I did so many drugs, because that was the high I was looking for. I was looking for the high that you get when you know you are doing what God has created you to do. Have you ever experienced that? I want to encourage you that God has created you for a purpose and a plan. And once you do that and you taste it, you understand why you've been chasing all this false junk that hurts you and makes you feel ill and makes everything worse. You were never intended for that, but that is the high that everybody's looking for, is to be doing what God has created you to do. So I say all of that because when I was in Bible school, I was like, I have no idea what I want to do. I have no idea what God wants me to do. So I would look at this scripture, and especially in verse 18 of chapter 1 of Ephesians, it says, the eyes of my understanding being enlightened, that I may know. Now the Apostle Paul breaks it down into three different things here, okay? So the first one is the hope of his calling. So let me back up just a touch. So as I quoted this over and over and over again over myself, and I was doing it by faith, and I was like, yes, I have the knowledge, I have wisdom and knowledge and the revelation of God, in the eyes of my understanding are enlightened. Yes, hallelujah. And I still had no idea what I wanted to do or what the hope of my calling was. And all of a sudden, I was reading the word, go figure, because that's how God speaks to you. I've said this over and over, but I think it needs to be said again. You need to read the word. That's how God speaks to you. I'm reading the word one day, and all of a sudden, this whole scripture just goes off like a bomb, and all these things start to connect. And I'm thinking, whoa, God, that is so cool. And if you've never personally felt God talk to you through the word, it's another one of those things that there's no drug, there's no alcohol that can match it. And so when this went off like a bomb in my heart, I saw a different revelation in this scripture, and I'm going to share that with you. So a lot of times when we think of our calling, you know, what has God called me to do? Maybe I'm called to be a businessman, to make lots of money and to further the kingdom of God and to bless employees. Maybe you're called to be a housewife and a mother and raise children up in a godly fashion and sow into them. That is a huge calling. And so we always take this word calling as your vocation. Now, when you look at the Greek word for it, it's translated both ways. So it's translated as your vocation, as something that you are called to do, okay? So I'm not minimizing that, but God spoke this scripture to me in an entirely different fashion. And so I'm going to let you know, because as he spoke it to me, I was like, okay, God, I need to have, you know, some confirmation from your word that I'm not losing my mind here. Because listen, the word always confirms itself, okay? So you can't just take one scripture and feel like God spoke to you something about that one scripture, but it doesn't line up with the nature of God. It doesn't line up with any other scripture in the Bible. You cannot make a doctrine off that, folks. And that's where we get off track. And there's a lot of people off track because they're taking one scripture and running with it and making a doctrine with it. So I, having learned that in Charis Bible College, knew I needed confirmation from the scripture from what I felt God had just spoken to me. So let's jump back to, so I searched this word, okay, and I found it in another scripture in the New Testament, which linked that word to another word in the Old Testament. So excuse me while I feel like I'm stumbling around a little bit, but let's go to Genesis chapter 22, verse 11. And so just bear with me. We're focusing once again on the hope of his calling. Okay, that's the portion of scripture that I'm going to focus on in this episode. And then we'll get to the rest of it the next couple of episodes. So in Genesis chapter 22, verse 11, it says, "And the angel," this is the story of Abraham. And Abraham is basically taking his son up to the mountain to sacrifice him, even though God never intended for Abraham to sacrifice his son, but I'm not going to get into that. So chapter 22, verse 11, "And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of the heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I." That word called is the exact same word as calling. And hey, if you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, give me a call, 970-919-0459, or text me there and I can send you the link, or send me a message on Facebook at Arrested and Free. So let's move over to Exodus chapter 3, verse 4. This is Moses. It says, "And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see," this is when Moses comes across the burning bush, and he looks, and the bush didn't just burn up, it just kept burning. So he stopped and he turned aside, and it says, "And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I." I wonder if you guys know where I'm going with this. The next story I want to look at, these are all the same root words as calling, as the hope of his calling. So let's go on over to 1 Samuel chapter 3, verse 4 is where it starts. And this is, Samuel has been raised by Eli in the temple and the tabernacle. And so we pick this story up. It's like they've both laid down to go to sleep. And in verse 4 of chapter 3 of 1 Samuel, it says that the Lord called Samuel and he answered, "Here am I." And he ran unto Eli because Samuel thought it was Eli that was calling his name. And Eli said, "I didn't call your name. Go lay back down." Verse 6, "And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli again. And he said to Eli, Here I am. And Eli said, I did not call you, Samuel. Lay back down. Goodness gracious, go back to sleep." He didn't say goodness gracious, but I can imagine that's what he was thinking. Like, I'm trying to sleep here. Young man, go back to sleep. And so we go to verse 8, and it says, "And the Lord called." Listen, folks, all these words, called, is the same root word as his calling in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 18. So the Lord called unto Samuel in verse 8 again. And so Samuel goes to Eli again. And finally, Eli gets it. And he's like, "Hey, I think the Lord is calling your name." So Eli tells Samuel, "Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call thee, that thou shalt say, Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And in verse 10, it says, "And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant heareth." Look, folks, when I got this revelation in Ephesians of the hope of my calling, because this was my cry to the Lord. I was like, "Lord, what am I called to do? What am I created to do? I want to do what you've made me to do." Like, you've placed talents and my personality and all this stuff is made to do something specific. What is my calling, Lord? And all of a sudden, I saw this in a different respect, which is, the hope of his calling. Look, every time this word called was used in the Old Testament, it was somebody calling out to somebody. It was basically God calling out to people. And all he was looking for was for them to say, "Here I am, Lord, speak. I'm listening. Here I am." That's relationship, folks. If somebody is standing on the other side of the room and they call your name, what is the hope of their calling to you? Is that you will answer and that you will come to them, that you will say, "Yeah, I'm listening," that you will have relationship, folks. This is the ultimate calling for every believer out there, is that you would be in relationship with God. Did you know God is calling to you right now? And if you have never confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and if you've never believed in your heart that God raised him from the dead, then God is calling to you right now to do that, because it says, then you will be saved. That's the only way you can be saved. There's only one true God, and there's only one way to God, and that is through Jesus, because Jesus died on the cross for your sins. God is calling out to you. God is continually calling out to you. Maybe you've given your heart to Jesus already. Maybe you've already said that, and you've committed your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, but you're not living the way you think you should. You know what? It doesn't matter, because God loves you because you believed on Jesus, and he is just calling you to relationship. Look, you guys, the most important thing in your Christian life and in your Christian walk is relationship with God. You cannot have a relationship with God without believing on Jesus. So I'm getting that over and over and over again. However, I'm here to tell you that the most important part of your Christian life is relationship with God. You have a personal, intimate relationship with God, but are you talking to him? You know, if you looked at a married couple, for example, or any couple, any romantically involved couple, if you only talk to each other maybe once every week, maybe, or maybe you'll talk to him once a day, but only for about 10 minutes in the morning. And then you never say anything else to each other. How is that relationship going to be? Now, some of you might be like, "Oh, praise Jesus. That'd be awesome." I'm here to tell you that's not a healthy relationship, but that's the majority of the body of Christ. That is your relationship with your Heavenly Father. And I'm here to tell you that the hope of his calling to you today is to enter into relationship with him. You know, we make prayer this religious thing that, you know, you have to get all holy. You have to, you know, get in a certain stance maybe to pray to God. And what is prayer? You know, "Oh, Heavenly Father, wherefore art thou," whatever. You know, and that is not prayer, folks. Prayer is just talking to God. Look, I talk to God all day long. And maybe it's because I don't have a significant other or a spouse because I spend a lot of time alone. But I'm not alone because God is with me. And I talk to him all day long. And, you know, a lot of the times that I really talk with God is when I look at nature. And, you know, the majority of the things I say to my Heavenly Father is thank you, because he is such a good Father. And I thank him for being such a good father. And he's always been calling out to me. I can tell you of crack houses, meth houses, all these places I was at where God was calling to me even there. I'm telling you, folks, you think, "Oh no, God wouldn't enter such places." Yeah, he did. And I brought him in there because he was living on the inside of me. And he was calling my name and he was saying, come out of there. And you know, I can't even tell you how many times I would leave a place and it would get busted right after I left. It was the supernatural power of God that kept me from being arrested, that kept me from getting diseases. And it was also a praying mom. So thanks, mom. Shout out to my mom out there. The fervent prayer of a righteous man shall prevail. And my mom prayed for me without ceasing. So praise the Lord for that. But I'm here to tell you, and I didn't get nearly as far as I wanted to, and I'm tired of saying that. However, the hope of his calling to you today, and I'm calling out to you, the hope of his calling is that you enter into relationship with him. And I'm not talking about this religious thing. And maybe you've never been born again. Maybe your spirit's never been born again. But once your spirit has been born again, once you've believed on Jesus, you are 100% pure and holy and righteous and beautiful and everything that you could possibly be in your born again spirit. And you have been granted automatic access to God the Father. And he is calling out to you today to have relationship with him. Won't you talk to him? Won't you have a relationship with him, folks? Just talk to him all day long and be like, God, I thank you. I thank you that you came and that you saved me. I thank you that I have this job. I thank you that I have this awesome bed that I can sleep in. I thank you that I have heat. Maybe you don't have those things, but there's always something to thank God for. But the point of my message today is that you enter into relationship. Talk to him. He's there. He's inclining his ear towards you. He's like leaning over and he has his hand cut behind his ear to hear what you have to say. He wants to speak with you and have a dialogue with you, and you can do that. So I have to come to a close once again. And I hope that this message has blessed you. And I really want you to chew on this today. And the scripture that I'm going to leave with you is Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 and 18. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, the Father of goodness is what it's saying there, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. The knowledge of him is where it's all at, folks. And how do you get knowledge of him? Through his word and through talking with him. And verse 18 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling. The hope of his calling is for relationship with you. That's all he's ever wanted. When Jesus was on that cross, it said for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross. Jesus endured the cross for you and for me. And guess what? If you, yes, I'm talking to you, whoever you are listening right now, I am talking to you. If you were the only person on this entire planet, Jesus would have died for you. He did die for you. But I'm just saying he died for the whole world, but he died for you specifically. So I just want to encourage you today to call out on the name of Jesus, to talk with God if you've already called out on the name of Jesus, because you have access to the creator of the universe. And I want to leave a question with you today. And my question would be, what do you feel like? Now I'm going to switch over from calling as in, you know, what I've just been talking about to vocation. What do you feel like God has called you to do? What vocation do you feel like God wants you to do? What has he created you for? You know, some people are just automatically great at finances or at sewing, whatever it may be. I want to find out what God has called you and created you to do. Maybe you aren't doing it right now, but maybe you have an inkling of what you were created to do. So give me a call at 970-919-0459 or find me on Facebook at Arrested and Free. Or you can go to my ministry website, which is juliesministry.org. I just want to remind you to tune in next Sunday at 6:30, immediately after Focus on the Family. Praise God for Focus on the Family. So tune in immediately after Focus on the Family at 6:30 on KRDO News Radio, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Bye.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
Reason why the light shines all around.